You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Welcome to part two of our conversation with Christina Westerveld. You had mentioned earlier, because in this field, especially when it comes to seeing darker things or people claiming, you know, there's something dark going on here, then a lot of times religion of some shape or form enters into the picture and there's a cleansing of some sort that often people try to do. How have you meshed the two together, if at all, through your, you know, belief that, you know, this, there isn't the heaven, hell, but there seems to be things going on out here in those sort of situations?
You know, I'm not a religious person. I went to Catholic school from pre-K to eighth grade, and it like sucked the religion out of me.
I did it with I did the Lutheran version, so I get you.
Oh man, it just sucked it out of me. I just can't. But I mean, there's been situations where we've walked into a place and they've felt heavy, you know, and just off. But I just feel like it kind of, this is like a tough subject for me because I get so angry because like as an investigator, we don't know, you know, so there's these residential cases, right? And these people might just have, you know, a mischievous spirit or, you know, this old guy died at their house that was like super grumpy and cranky and like just a miserable person. And he passed away and, you know, that's the personality of his ghost as well, you know?
Yeah.
And you have these investigators doing these residential cases and they're going in and telling these people there's demons and they don't freaking know that. There is no proof. And they're going in and scaring the living shit out of these people.
Mm-hmm.
And it really like irritates me because you don't know. And to these poor people are looking for answers and you're just scaring them more, you know, like I said, I'm not a sensitive, I'm not a psychic or a medium or anything like that. The only thing I can offer people in a residential case is, you know, all right, I experienced this too. Here's some evidence. You're not crazy.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I feel like 9 times out of 10, I feel like a demonic activity, if it exists at all, is fewer and far between than people claim it to be.
Mm-hmm.
I think that, you know, that there are, you know, malevolent spirits that are of people who maybe they're, you know, if you were cranky and miserable in life, you were probably cranky and miserable in death. It's so hard. I mean, listen, if there are demonic spirits out there, I don't want to deal with any demons. I'm good. I will keep with the spirits of the deceased. And I just don't want to have anything to do with that. Not that you have much of a choice when you're in this field, but
sure.
I've luckily enough have not come across anything I felt that was evil or demonic. Mm-hmm. Like I said, there's been times we've gone into places that were very heavy. And you know what's really funny is I've gone to places, like, for example, I did an investigation and stayed overnight at the Cashtown Inn, which is right outside Gettysburg, Pennsylvania. The place is absolutely beautiful. The owners are so super nice. And actually, I slept fantastic there, let me tell you. And that was one of the few places I slept fantastic. The place is comfortable and peaceful and welcoming. And you just feel like home there.
Yeah.
And I had something touch me in the basement, actually. It tapped me. And I was wearing a back brace at the time, so I had like a thick back brace on, and I felt it. Something tapped me on the waist, and I was like, "Can you do that again?" And sure enough, a couple seconds later, it tapped me again. And then my friend Rob jumped so high, he got touched, and jumped so high, he scared the crap out of like the rest of us. But you know, the story. So this peaceful, comforting, active place was actually, there's a river, like a little creek that runs through the basement. This was used during the war to clean surgical instruments. They would clean their surgical instruments. It was used as a field hospital. So they would do amputations in the basement during the war, and they would clean the instruments off in the little water running through the basement, and they would actually amputate, there's windows in the basement. They would throw the limbs out the window.
Oh, my God.
And they would pile up so high. Now, there was no lighting at this point in time of history.
Yeah.
And they used natural sunlight to do these surgical procedures. And these limbs would pile so high up that they couldn't see. Their light wouldn't come in. So they'd have to send someone out there with a wheelbarrow and move the limbs out of the way of the window so they can continue doing these surgeries. So it's just so funny that like such a place with such gruesome history and you know, procedures and this and that and war, and it feels so calm and it feels so peaceful. Like even when you go on the battlefields in Gettysburg, like I would love to live in Gettysburg one day. The town's beautiful, the battlefields, like when you're on there, it's so peaceful, and it's just crazy to remember what actually happened on those fields.
I completely agree. I'm in Northwest Arkansas, and we have several battlefields here, and there's one that I go to, and I feel so at peace there. Me and my daughter go for walks around there, and there was like 3,000 people that were killed right in this condensed area. There's an apple orchard growing, and the joke is always like, well, these apples are well fed. And there's a sense of peace in areas like that. Far different than sometimes a home that you can just tell didn't have the greatest of people living there, or just areas that otherwise you wouldn't, or you would maybe you know, suspect to be more peaceful than a battlefield. It's almost the opposite. But then when you start talking about you know, demons and evil things, the idea, you know, of demons, do I think there's something out there? I think there likely is, but I think it's far and few between where people are actually dealing with something like that. When you look at human nature and the people that have walked this world, all you got to do is take a look at news headlines. I mean, like Florida man accused of shooting two children after mother tucked them into bed. Young child severed leg found in a conveyor belt in the Bronx. Massachusetts couple accused of raping and beating a woman in a New York hotel room in front of her two kids. Now that's fucking evil. And and they're not the devil. Well, these are people. And you figure these people are going to die someday, too. These type of people have always existed. We just hear about them far more frequently because of the internet and the way that information travels. But they're out there. They always have been out there. And I think a lot of it had been hidden or just people didn't know about it. But I think it's far more likely that we're running into spirits of people like that than, you know, demons in every other house.
Oh, yeah, I 100% agree with you. Absolutely.
I guess the question is, when you have something like that, when you have something that is dark, and let's take religion out of it, because I think half the time, I mean, religion is interesting, and I'm not against it or for it. It just kind of there. If you were to kind of like go off the canon of the common ones like Christianity or something, I don't really know how it necessarily, I mean, I can see how it can tie in, and I can see how it totally contradicts everything as well, because who are all these people that are wandering around on Earth if we're supposed to go this way or that way? I think the two can certainly exist independently, and just understand when you're dead, we just don't know what the fuck happens. But there's a lot more evidence pointing to us kind of wandering around still doing our shit than necessarily going up or down.
Oh, yeah. You know, I always use the, I feel like I've just been tired my entire life, and I always use the term, oh, I could sleep when I'm dead. And now I'm like, I say that, and I'm like, oh, maybe not.
You know, I hope I can. I love sleeping. I hope that I can sleep when I'm dead.
Me too.
It's fascinating what is out there and what people are dealing with. But I guess what I was getting back to the question is, when you have something like that, where it was just an absolutely horrible human being that now still lurks around and is a horrible ghost, can you get rid of things like that? Because people will try and use things, you know, they'll do their prayers, they'll do this or that. I'm always wondering, like, why does it have to obey you? Like, what, you showing up with sage or you showing up with prayers, if this was a horrible person in life, can't they just say fuck off, you know, and still do what they want to do?
I have no idea how to rid a house of spirits. This is why I don't really do residential cases. I know it sounds stupid because so many investigators are like, oh, I do this to help people, this and that. And then sometimes you question if they actually help them or just made the activity worse, you know?
Yeah.
I do this because it's absolutely fascinating to me from when I was young. Mm-hmm. I absolutely love these, like, my favorite places to investigate are like the prisons and the asylums and those giant fortresses and structures, you know. I love the architecture. I love just being on the property, and I do it for myself. I do it for proof for myself, you know, and I actually used to, I went to college for TV radio broadcasting. I was a communications major. I had my bachelor's degree, so I was able to kind of tie everything in, and I do a lot of the live streams and stuff for my team. I do a podcast on the It's Haunted Network with Chris Sanders and Dave Childers, and, you know, I've been able to kind of turn my little niche and what I went to school for into doing with something I love.
Yeah.
You know, I don't do a lot. There's some people on my team that are very interested and want to do residential cases, and I'm usually like, all right, guys, have fun. I'm out. Like, you know, I'm like, I'll see you at Pennhurst. Like,
yeah.
And I just love, you know, I worked for my friend's event company for a little while, Get Haunted. It's great. If any of you are listening, check Get Haunted out. They do public events and stuff like that, and my schedule just got too crazy, and I have so much going on and so many investigations with my team, and that I just don't have time for it anymore. But there are places, companies that will you know, you don't have to be on a team to go to these locations sure. anymore, which is so, it's super awesome. But I loved working with the people. I loved seeing when like these people had their first experiences and mm-hmm. stuff like that. You know, that's like the side of paranormal. Like, and then the people that can't get to these locations. That's why I love doing the live streams and stuff, because they don't have the money. They don't have the team to go. They can't. It's too far away. Whatever their reason for not being at these places, they still get to see, you know, the property. They get to see us investigate for a little bit, see if anything happens, and they get to kind of be there by watching it. So that's really my niche in the paranormal world. It's not, I'm terrible. I don't stage myself after investigations or anything. Some of my teammates would, and I'd always let them. I'd let them stage me, you know, it can't hurt, right?
Sure. Yeah.
But I leave not even thinking about it. You know, there's people say you need to protect yourself and this and that. I'm probably guilty because I don't feel, sometimes I'll be like, all right, so, you know, thank you. Like, my little thing is sometimes when I remember to do this, when I leave, is like, thank you for interacting with us. I appreciate it, but you have to stay here. You cannot follow me home.
Sure.
You know, which I forget to do sometimes too, which is terrible. But when it's 5 a.m. and you're leaving somewhere, sometimes you just forget things. But I've luckily not had any problems with anything following me home yet. I just love it. I love it. It's so cool. I'm 5'2". I'm a little tiny 5'2" chick, and I'm the first one that's like, where's the most haunted spot in this building? And lock me in there by myself and come back for me in an hour, you know? But I think that's also like, I grew up doing the haunted houses and this and that. And I, you know, since I was little, we'd go to those haunted houses that people jump out at you and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm like desensitized now. Like when I go to them now, like I'm usually the front, the first one in the front in the group. And like, I don't even have like a jump reflex anymore. Like people jump out and I'm just like,
it really kind of takes the fun out of those. And I always love I still like going to them just kind of for the like nostalgia of it. But it's like, oh, you want to hear something scary? Let me tell you who I talked to earlier in the week and their story.
Yeah, it's like when Penhurst does a haunted attraction every year. It's cool. It's like one of my favorite to go to, and they actually touch you, so it's really awesome.
Mm-hmm.
But when I'm there for their haunted attraction, I'm like, I'd rather be investigating, you know?
Sure.
So, but yeah, I've definitely become, people ask if I get scared when I investigate, and I honestly, 9 times out of 10, no. I've never ran from anything. I'm just so fascinated. I'm sure, you know, that whole sleep paralysis situation at the Shanley definitely spooked me pretty good, but it's like in your most vulnerable state. I wasn't like in the middle of investigating, I was mm-hmm. sleeping, you know? So it was kind of a different situation. But yeah, I mean, I want that experience that scares the crap out of me, you know? And I'm like, I'm still waiting for it.
That wraps up part two of our conversation with Christina. A big thank you to her for joining us on the show and sharing her experiences with us. And thank you to you for supporting the program and keeping us on the air. We would not exist without you. Until next time, for all of us at The Grave Talks, I'm Tony Bruschi. Thanks for listening.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk. And maybe, after all of that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all of your recurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something is coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel, or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play Stores.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap. Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
It is Ryan Seacrest here. There was a recent social media trend which consisted of flying on a plane with no music, no movies, no entertainment. But a better trend would be going to ChumbaCasino.com. It's like having a mini social casino in your pocket. Chumba Casino has over 100 online casino-style games, all absolutely free. It's the most fun you can have online and on a plane. So grab your free welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
At CVS, it matters that we're not just in your community, but that we're part of it. It matters that we're here for you when you need us, day or night. And we want everyone to feel welcomed and rewarded. It matters that CVS is here to fill your prescriptions and here to fill your craving for a tasty and, yeah, healthy snack. At CVS, we're proud to serve your community because we believe where you get your medicine matters. So visit us at CVS.com or just come by our store. We can't wait to meet you. Store hours vary by location.